everybody, and welcome. If you came from our Vanderpump Rules episode, you'll know that we are a little goofy on Girls Unscripted today. But I'm Kate.
A little silly Carolyn.
And this is our Valley recap. We did a lot of our gabbity on Vanderpump. I do have something that I've been waiting to tell you.
Oh my God.
For this episode.
Oh my God.
So if you listen to our Vanderpump episode, you'll know that like I just saw Jax and Max Boyens on Friday, and then our other friend saw Max Boyens on Saturday.
Shut up.
I didn't see Max, but I saw Michelle.
Where?
I was driving down Fairfax on Fairfax and Sunset, and she was crossing the street. I know.
Well, she lives right there.
I know. Yeah, exactly. I know for a fact it was her. She was in like a big hoodie. She looked like she was 17 years old.
She's beautiful.
She looked so young, and I was like, there's no fucking way.
It is really weird.
It's like we're summoning them.
You are. You have like.
I am. Who do we want to see?
The opposite of repellent. Pheromones. You have like Vanderpump pheromones.
I would like to see Stassi. I'm manifesting that.
Oh, that'd be great. I would love to see, if I had to pick one.
Laura Lee.
It would have to be Laura Lee.
I've been dying to see her in person. So we do our Valley episode a little bit different than Vanderpump, where we're just going to go right into it. And we're just going to do like our overall recap and thoughts. I will say overall, I think the show is a little depressing. And I've said this before, but like, it just makes me not excited to get married or have kids at all. They all seem miserable and none of them are having sex. And all they do is complain about their partners. And it's just sad. Like, it's just a little depressing when I watch it.
Okay. Let's put it in perspective though. All these people that you're seeing are abnormal relationships in Los Angeles with fame to some extent. Like, they're different circumstances. Then, well, I mean, you're about to be very, very famous, so you might have a taste of this.
Why, thank you.
But I think it's set up to be an unhealthy environment to begin with, so I think some of these relationships aren't going to do well. Like, Kyle and I love being married. I'm so happy to be married to Kyle.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why they wouldn't make a show about you guys, though, because you're, like, healthy and happy.
Oh, hell no. Yeah, no. I wouldn't let that happen at all.
Yeah, they just look miserable. Like, I don't know. It's just, it'll get better. And it's funny because everyone, and you even said it too, like, well, it'll get better once the marriages start breaking up.
I'm
like,
I feel so badly, but it's so true.
I guess that is true. I'm excited for Jax and Brittany to separate because Jax hates Brittany. He hates Brittany. Like, in this episode, it's really obvious. I feel like he barely looks at her. She's begging for him to do anything romantic. He made a comment about like how all he wants to do at dinners is like drink and bitch about his wife. And then when they're at that gal at the end of the episode, she like grabbed food and like ate it. And he like looked so disgusted with her. He's like, you know, other people may have wanted to eat that.
Well, like, when they revealed that they've had sex like twice in a year, that made me think there is no way Jax Taylor has kept it in his pants for two times in 1 year.
You know, I'm really torn on that because I'm with you. There's a piece of me that's like, he really might like not be fucking like, and just is like so like in his own way or whatever. But then I remembered just a couple years ago when on Vanderpump Rules, he said he would fuck a squirrel.
Yeah.
If it looked at him the right way.
They're like, he was like borderline nympho at one point. Like, yeah. You don't just drop all that. Maybe, but I don't know. Brittany's pretty convinced that there hasn't been foolery going around.
Most people do. If Kristen also is like, I don't think he's cheated, and Kristen like loves the fucking drama.
That's
so she
true.
Would have said.
That is true.
So speaking of drama, we start off at the Capri dinner, and like, I just, my overall thoughts of this is that like, I do think Michelle's been super chill this season, so it was fun kind of like watching her like get up and stand up for herself. I think, basically, it's like Michelle's yelling, Kristen's playing the victim, Jasmine is speaking facts, Brittany is ripping shots, Jax is trying to be the voice of reason. But I will say, based on Jax calling Janet a silent killer, mm-hmm. and then Zach calls Janet an instigator, I kind of believe Kristen that she did say these things. We have to keep in mind that Janet is like best friends with Lala and Sheena. So I do think that she's getting a really good edit on the Valley. Because to be best friends with Lala and Sheena, you have to kind of be similar to Lala and Sheena. And I like, Janet's one of my favorite people on this season. But I think we're kind of starting to see her other side. And for Zach and Jax to both say kind of negative things about her separately proves to me that we're going to see a different side of her soon.
I think it all comes down to who said the R word first. not the Republican.
Yeah.
But the other R word.
Do you think it really is? To me, I think it's more so the fact that it was just said on camera.
I think both. But I think they, because I think they got so pissed because they were like, yeah, there's a discussion about if she was Republican. You took it to racist and you brought it on camera. Like, that was two foul plays that you did there. But I don't know. We'll never know.
I think Kristen is playing the victim like too much, but I believe her.
For some reason, I thought Janet was like an attorney. It's her husband that's an attorney. Yeah. So last episode, I was like, well, she's really well-knowledge and all this stuff. I don't think an attorney would say something that outlandish. But I mean,
episode, she says she's been an assistant.
But that's fucked up. But that's fucked that I'm like, oh, well, she's an assistant. So maybe she did. No, that's fucked. I thought she was the lawyer. So now I'm like, I don't know.
No, but I feel you. Like, if you were a lawyer, you would know what you should and shouldn't say. Yeah, I feel you. I don't think that's fucked up. I get that.
So now I'm not so sure.
I really have like no opinions on Zach at all, except for the fact that the internet thinks his hair is fake.
His hair is ridiculous.
I know someone that has similar hair than him, and it was a talking point, but I never thought it was like fake. It just was like heavily hairsprayed.
Well, I thought it was going to be like maybe an avant-garde style choice, but then he doesn't even own linen. So I don't think he's really that into fashion either.
I don't think it looks like that crazy of a haircut.
I think it looks like he's wearing a helmet.
Interesting. I never really thought twice like, about it, to
I
be
bet
honest.
If he fell off of a bicycle, he'd be fine.
Well, I mean, he's got enough fucking hairspray in that thing. I'm sure.
Here's the question. What do you think Kristen has on Michelle?
Okay, that's funny. I was going to ask you the same thing. Like, what are the secrets that they're keeping?
What is she protecting?
It's obviously something specific. So Kristen texts Michelle and says, your secrets are safe with me and I do not retaliate for my own mental health. Which, honestly, sending that text is retaliation.
So Kristen.
So
sloppy.
I don't know. Let's make a prediction. What do we think it could be? Maybe her and Jesse openly see other people, but they don't want it to be known because they want to look like a happily married couple on the show. That would make sense to me. It seems like Michelle wants to look good for the camera and wants to look like she has like this perfect little life.
I don't even know if I should say this. I'll say this and we can decide to edit it out if we want to. You know what it's giving a little bit? It's giving a little bit Taylor Armstrong from Beverly Hills.
Oh, like with Russell?
Yeah. I mean, in the sense of like, you know, we've all been protecting you. We've been protecting you.
Oh, I'm picking up what you're putting down.
I don't think that's what it is. But I mean, audiences could come to that conclusion because Kristen sent that text.
You know what else it could be giving? Adrian Maloof.
Maloof who?
Because they were protecting when Brandy said the thing about her kids being like from a surrogate.
Yes.
And they all were like, we were trying to protect that. We agreed we wouldn't talk about our children on camera. Like, maybe there is something between her and Jesse that they're trying to keep secret. Maybe there's something that has to do with the kid. Mm-hmm. It does seem like a big threat. Although, if it was something super specific, I don't think that Michelle would have like read it on camera and been like, what the fuck? Like,
that's also true.
Like, if someone truly had a secret on me, I would not then read their threat on camera and be like, I don't know what she could be talking about. Because if anybody knows Kristen, they know that the second she gets questioned, the second that they call her a liar or they call her crazy, she will do everything in her power to prove that she is not either of those
things.
Well,
didn't she say at the dinner party, like, I'll still protect you? Like, she brought it up twice.
Yeah, she did.
So, I mean, there is something specific she's referring to.
To me, it seems like Michelle is probably at the point where she's like, then just fucking say it. But how about in the trailer, though, when they're in the fight in that hallway at the hotel, Michelle does yell at Kristen and say, like, you tried to ruin me and my family.
Oh, shit.
I just thought about that.
I need to go rewatch that now that I know all the players involved.
We should rewatch the trailer. Yeah. Oh, man. What could it be?
You tell us.
You tell us. Kristen also called it Copri in a talking head interview. And I'm just wondering, are we being gaslit? Is that how you say it? I'm now more
convinced.
How
do you pronounce it? I bet Kyle would know.
I made a TikTok and people in the comments were like, yeah, they're saying it weird, but
what
Capri.
Is it?
Capri. It's Capri.
Like the pant.
It's Capri. Yeah, like a Capri sun. Yeah, it's ridiculous. Someone in my comments was like, you would think if he's been going there all his fucking life, he would know how to say it. I'm like, absolutely. It was a little sad to learn that Cruz is having some developmental issues.
That made me really sad.
It made me really sad. You can just tell by the way that both Brittany and Jax look at that kid. They love Cruz so much. I think that Cruz is the only thing that Jax has ever truly loved, except for Britney's feet when she runs around the block barefoot in dirty Converse sneakers. Do you remember when he said that? He's like, oh, I fucking love it when she does that. Oh, I just like love it when she her dirty, gross, sweaty feet. Oh, I love feet.
I actually don't remember that, and I really hope.
How could you not remember after that amazing reenactment?
I can't really put that with the scene, but I believe you.
It's burned into my memory. He says it on Vanderpump Rules, but anyways,
I love it.
That's kind of that's kind of fucked up that you don't remember, because now I just look like were you like thinking like, what the fuck is this bitch talking about?
Well, no, I trust you enough to know that this happened, and I trust your abilities to impersonate. So like, I know that you're legit.
Thank you so much. Go on.
You're credible. You're very credible. But I do think Jax loves Cruz.
Well, yeah, I mean, it is his kid.
It is his kid, yeah. But it's weird to see Jax
like literally love something.
Sacrifice himself for something. We've never seen that. Yeah. And if he hasn't cheated on Brittany, it is because of Cruz, which is a sacrifice for him.
Good point. It is quite a sacrifice. I love how Brittany's mom has been in pretty much every episode and hasn't said one word.
Well, I think she kind of got...
Oh, like she's fully canceled. I don't think this bitch has a mic on. Sorry, Frosty Lips.
We only have her for one more month.
She's like, Mama, could you take Cruz? You know, Mama's only here for another 3 days, so we gotta take advantage of her while she's here.
Oh, God, it gives me shivers of...
But there's no need for her to even be in the room. Like, just take her out.
No.
What were your thoughts on the dads at the fair?
Oh, my God. What I would have given to... be at that fair. And they were in the middle of the street.
Beer in one hand, strollers in the other. Bravo has a way of making anything look cool.
It just looked absurd. And then them just talking about their sex lives in front of the kids.
Okay, I guess like we talked about this on another episode of our Valley recap too, of like, why are they talking about that in front of the kid? Like, at what age do you like stop talking about things in front of the kid? Because Jesse literally said, in front of his daughter, Michelle used to come over in a trench coat and I would tie her up and pour hot wax on her. Not only did he say that in front of her daughter, my first thought was like, was Michelle cool with this? Did Michelle have a say?
I have no words.
I'm not sure.
I have no words. But the whole conversation was just hilarious. Danny is too good for this group.
Danny is a fucking king. I love Danny and Nia. They're so cute. I love them.
Yep. He's too good to be there.
Yeah.
But Jax and Jesse are good for each other.
Yeah.
I mean that in that they're horrible for each other.
Get rid of Jax. Jax and Jesse are too similar.
Exactly. And that's what I mean. They're disasters.
Now they think that makes them good friends. Give it a couple weeks. They are going to hate each other. There can only be one number one guy in the group. And Jesse, the second that Jax sees that Jesse is starting to become that, I wonder if Jax like posts about, like, do they hang out? I don't know because I'm blocked on Jax's Instagram. Mm. But like, does he post about Jesse?
I would have to go look.
I don't think Jax actually hangs out with any of those guys. Really? I mean, I feel like they're never at the bar.
Well, I feel like when we introduced them that a lot of them were like, Brittany was like, and then this is who we hang out with him all the time.
Well, let me ask, is it who they hung out with or is it who Brittany hung out with? And now that they're
separated, that they were.
But now that they're separated.
Oh, the teams are going to be so interesting.
It could be they only associated with Jax because they liked Brittany.
Right.
Maybe.
I don't know.
I wouldn't voluntarily hang out with Jax Taylor. Actually, you know what? I would because, oh man, that'd be fun. I would have to know who he was and accept who he was, and I would just like watch him and let him go. Like, I actually would hang out with Jax.
Well,
it would be so entertaining.
You couldn't just watch him. You would have to interact.
I couldn't be on his bad side. That's for damn sure.
Would you? Okay, this is a fun question. If he was here and y'all were talking, would you reveal?
Yes.
You would put it that you're the one that did the video and that, yeah, he blocked you. Or do we keep that under wraps?
Maybe I'd wait till the end of the interview and then we'll talk about it.
Okay, great.
So I can have like the him and then.
Yeah.
How he feels.
Yeah.
Anyways,
wow, off topic.
I will say I do think Luke seems just as into having kids as Kristen does.
We love Luke.
He's like super excited about it.
He is super excited about it. He's not super excited about Los Angeles.
They need to figure that shit out.
That is not going to be good for him.
That's like quite a storyline in the Bravoverse, right? So Kristen and Luke, mm-hmm. then there's Paige and Craig. Mm-hmm. And now Kyle and Amanda on those are Kyle and Amanda and Paige and Craig, summer house, southern charm, whatever. Mm-hmm. Amanda wants to move to the suburbs and Kyle doesn't. Like, mm-hmm. these people need to get their shit together.
I know. Talk about it before wedlock.
Yeah. But I do think, like, I do enjoy the two of them together. I didn't necessarily enjoy hearing all the information about Luke and the fact that he's a long penised 32-year-old.
Did they say that? I must have missed that.
Kristen said something like, yeah, they're just, this isn't like exactly what she said, but it was like along the lines of like, they're just jealous because I have like a long penis 32-year-old boyfriend.
Oh, I do remember that. Yes. Oh, but I didn't even like pick up on the penis part. I picked up on the 32 part. I didn't realize he was younger, yeah, like a lot younger.
But what is she, 40?
Yeah.
Let's look it up.
I think I have looked it up recently. That's so sad.
She's 41.
41.
This is a horrible photo of her.
Yeah.
I would be talking to somebody at Wikipedia if I were her. Mm-hmm. Honestly, I didn't really have many notes about that. It was cute seeing Brittany and Danny like decorate the house.
That was sweet.
Blah, blah, blah.
Soulmate, where they went. Rachel and I went there.
It's in West Hollywood, so right?
Good. I've heard right across from Sir.
I've heard really... Oh, it's across from Sir. Mm-hmm. Oh, I was thinking of something. Rachel spoke very highly about
it
that
It was
place.
So good.
And then they go to the gala, which honestly looked so boring.
Literally nothing happened this episode. It was so boring.
It was so boring. My first note was Jax hates Britney. That's when I really was like, Jax hates Britney. Jesse's suit jacket with the bow tie and the slick back hair is so fucking awful. I literally looked at him and I was like, no wonder why your wife doesn't want to have sex with you. He looks horrible.
Catherine.
He sucks.
He does suck.
He's mean and I don't like him. So I'm going to say that.
How did he get... in the door. Well, we learned about how they got together in the first place, Michelle and Jesse.
Okay, their hooking up story reminds me, this is gonna sound so silly, so much of Snooki and Gianni's love story on Jersey Shore.
God.
Were you a Jersey
yes.
Shore watcher?
I mean, like, enough. I remember that.
So basically, it was a very similar story.
Gianni.
But she couldn't remember his name and she called him, like, Bernard.
That's right.
She called him Bernard.
Oh my God,
I don't know how I just
so
remembered
long
that. And basically, she knew she wasn't into him. She knew he wasn't the one, but she just like wanted to fuck and was like, this will be like a one night stand. And now they're married with three kids. And it's like, that's exactly what happened with Jesse and Michelle. Hearing Michelle tell that story, I still am like, what did you ever love about him? She's like, yeah, I knew he wasn't the one. Never really liked him. Just wanted to fuck, basically.
Yeah. It's never concerning.
Never really said like, and then he just like swept me off my feet.
Exactly. Like, did the tides turn? Or are you still just...
She still feels that way.
Around? Yeah, no, she definitely still does.
I actually want to go back to what I said about the suit jacket. I didn't like it, but I do like it when men take fashion risks.
Yeah.
But I still hated it. Anyways.
Yeah, I said it was silly.
Okay, then
I wrote,
you know,
his
what I
jacket
don't
is silly.
It looked weird.
But I know, but I agree with your point. I like when guys take fashion risks.
Yeah.
Like, remember when, like, you saw the first guy with, like, wearing pearls?
Yeah.
Like, you know, there's some things that are cool.
I don't hate that Tom Sandoval wears, like, those beaded necklaces like everyone does. Yeah. I don't hate it. I don't hate it that Brock wears heels. I know a lot of people do.
I love that Brock wears heels.
I think men should be able to, like... All the fun shouldn't just be for the girlies.
Tom Sandoval wears women's clothes, though. Which
I have heard that.
Love that.
Yeah, that look. I wear men's clothes sometimes.
That's true.
So.
'Tis true.
To each their own. Kristen and Michelle have a one-on-one conversation. And when I was watching it, I literally was like, at this point, what the fuck are we even talking about anymore? What are they even talking about? They're out there for 2 seconds. They barely even said a word. And Jesse's like, oh my God. I can't even be. It's like, this is so fucking dramatic. You guys have dragged this out for so long. Just be done with it. Who cares?
It's been dragged out for so long, and it's still so unclear what the fuck happened.
I still don't understand.
Was he just lying? But he and Kristen are now tight now. Zach was the one bringing Kristen out there to talk to Jesse. Jesse's mad at Kristen, tells her that she needs to get help. All of it was very confusing.
I think there's a lot of like read between the lines, yes, off camera stuff, like wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Like, because at the end of the day, like we discussed, what she's really mad about is that it was brought up on camera or something like that. So I think that's why I don't know. Maybe we're alone in this. I don't know about you guys, the listeners, but like, do you guys know what the fuck they're talking about? Like, I don't know what they're talking about. I cannot wrap my head around it.
The story is so confusing.
Every time I think I'm following along, then they start yelling about something else. Jesse's pacing back and forth, freaking out. It was just strange. And you know what? It was kind of a snooze of an episode.
It really was.
Like,
it was as boring as... No, actually, I love this. The minivan that Danny in.
Was that this episode?
Yeah.
They got a minivan?
Well, he drove it to the fair.
Oh, yeah. They would have a minivan.
And it was really cute.
Yeah, I just am like... I don't mean to sound like so cynical, but like... How I feel on the Valley is just like, sure.
But I do think it has the ingredients for a flip at any moment.
It'll get good.
It is kind of a tinderbox, sort of. But it's all... It's nice to see Kristen and Jax again.
And that's been the consensus, actually, more so Kristen. I'm seeing people on TikTok are saying like that they're not loving the Valley, but they are loving having Kristen.
Having
like,
her back.
I did not think that she would be. It's funny how like you go away for a little bit and you leave hated, but you come back loved.
Yeah.
What's up with that?
Yeah.
Good for her.
The cancel culture.
Maybe I should go away for a little bit.
Let's get you canceled and see what happens. Yeah,
just canceled enough that I'll only be canceled for like a year and then I'll be welcomed back to TV with open arms like nothing ever happened.
Okay, I'll think of some really rude thing for you to do.
Yeah. Insult Jesse's jacket. Because you seemed offended by that.
I'm upset.
Not to be a fucking drag, but do you have anything else to say about this episode?
I literally have nothing else. I have nothing else. Yeah, it's not tough. A good sign. Bye.
And that's our show. But no, that's the Valley. I do kind of feel like we're all kind of feeling this way. So hopefully, if you're listening and haven't had anybody to talk about the Valley with, I hope that we're kind of validating you if you're feeling this way. If you're not feeling this way and think it's like the greatest show ever, I'd love to know why you think that.
Yeah.
So definitely, we look at the YouTube comments, like definitely let us know what you've been thinking if you are like so in disagreement with us.
Yeah.
We don't hate it. We just don't. It's just like it's a show.
It hasn't been well produced thus far, I think. But I think a lot of it has to do with the off-camera stuff that can't be on camera.
Get past this storyline and then like move on.
And then let's see. I know. I want them to close it out and let's go to the next act.
Just as a reminder, we are unfortunately taking a bye week next week. We talk about it in our Vanderpump episode. But myself, Carolyn, and our producer / editor Rachel are all going to Coachella.
Woo!
And we're kind of, since we don't have sponsors or anybody paying for us to do this, we're like, we can take a bye week if we want. So how our show works is Vanderpump and the Valley air super late on Tuesday. We record the episodes on Wednesday after work. Then Thursday is editing, listening back, giving notes, editing again. Friday is all the uploading and the social posts. Like, it just would be a lot while we're at Coachella.
Partying.
Yeah, for lack of a better word. So, but what we will do in place of that is we will be on the lookout for Bravo people at Coachella.
Oh, yes.
Like, that's the least we can do for our viewers and our listeners. And then we'll come back with like 6 stories.
Yes. Yeah. We'll also like stay tuned to our Instagram. If we take photos, we should put them out there.
Yeah, and we are super active on the Instagram. The handle's Girls Unscripted Pod. We're going to be posting more like social media since we're going to be gone next week. But we just feel like we had to tell you guys, you know, since we love you so much.
We do.
Genuinely, we do. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's the Valley. So we won't see you next week, but we will see you the week after. And we'll have a lot to talk about. And if you miss us, let us know.
Because we'll miss you.
We will miss you. And if you don't miss us, just keep that to yourself.
Keep it in the pants.
Yeah. Yeah. Like Jax Taylor like Jax for the past 2 years, supposedly. All right. Well, thank you again so much. And
see you then.
See you next time.
Bye.